The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
You're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers got a hug.
I don't think so, Tim.
Good afternoon, vegetarians. This is Tim, and welcome to the podcast for Friday, April 9er. We were robbed last night, damn it. The Rays played a wonderful game, only their third game of the season, and they lost because of a bad call. Carl Crawford did, in fact, catch that ball. Would have changed the entire outcome of the game. Yes, I am pissed, but I am excited about the fact that I will be going to Tropicana Field tonight to watch the Rays take on the Yankees. I am pumped. Anyway, let's get right to the funny, shall we? You may know Bryan Cranston as the father on Malcolm in the Middle. The premise of this sketch, Bryan Cranston's character is a veteran of the Iraqi war that has returned and is in attendance to a birthday party of one of his friends. While discussing his experiences in Iraq, he let it known to several of the partygoers that he had in fact lost his sense of smell while in the throes of combat. Anyway, several of the partygoers decide that they are going to challenge his disability by following him around and farting to see if, in fact, he has no sense of smell. Here is the confrontation that follows.
Serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. Thank you so much, Tyler.
Thank all of you.
Yes, thank you, Tyler, for your sacrifice.
And your honesty?
You're a dick.
You know you smelled my fart, just admit it!
I did not smell your fart, I tasted it. When I lost my sense of smell, my sense of taste was enhanced. In fact, I tasted a lot of your farts here tonight, from a variety of sources. Now, I didn't do two tours of duty in Iraq just to come home to eat a bunch of farts. Or queefs. Toots and poots. Fanny biscuits. Spirit of Dookie Smellington. And Matt here. Matt was kind enough to cook me up a batch of his cheese flat mushroom doo-doo stew. And he blew it right in my face.
I'm sorry.
Thank you very much for that, Matt. Look, I faced a lot in Iraq. I experienced the brutality of war firsthand. I buried friends. I saw things that I wish I could forget, but I know I never will. But none of that compares to the air attack of bean bombers that I had to endure here tonight. The taste is still in my mouth. And I want you all to just chew on that like I had to chew on your crack rattlers and your pants-blasting juice poofs. Thanks so much. The famous anus cookies.
Well, Tyler, I think that on behalf
speech,
of
speech, speech,
everybody
speech,
here, speech,
famous anus cookies. I love it. And I love me some Bryan Cranston. I think he is one of the funniest character actors out there today. Anyway, here's a little fake news nugget from TheOnion.com.
The couple upstairs went at it again at 4 a.m. today. It's The Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. Hammering away at one another in an impressive display of sexual stamina, 26-year-old copywriter Peter Alberts and his live-in companion Rachel Brown, a graphic designer, have reportedly been banging away ever since moving into their three-story brownstone last May. Both are said to be quiet and conservative in outward appearance, qualities that belie their insatiable animal appetites and tremendous capacity for vigorous sex. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News.
Love me some onion. Brings a tear to my eye every time. Anyway, congratulations to Leslie Watson, who guessed the classic rock quote just mere moments after I posted the podcast yesterday. Let me know what you want me to promote, Leslie, and I'll do it. I'm a man of my word. That's all the time we have for today. You guys have a wonderful weekend. Lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey all the time. Boobie baby, sure want to show you a good time.
Shut up!